Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we've got a lot to get to, fellas, in terms of today's game or tomorrow's game between the Texans and the Chiefs. But let's look at the other ones, Clint, because there's some other games in this divisional round that also are going to end up kind of making the place for the championship round next week. And outside of the Texans and the Chiefs, let's start in the NFC. Clint, with the Rams and the Eagles. And to me, I think what maybe the big story there is, what's going on with Jalen Hurts? What's going on with Jalen Hurts in the passing game? He, you know, there were some struggles there. Now, his defense played so well against the Packers, and Jordan Love was turning the ball over so much. And then they were also obviously effective like they've been all year with Saquon Barkley, that he didn't have to do a lot, but it still hasn't been great. Right, and he hasn't played in weeks with a concussion. That was his first game in a few weeks. Will Jalen Hurts cost the Eagles this game? I think that's that. Like, his play is the big thing in this game.
Yeah, no, I don't believe so. I think Jalen Hurts is a big reason why they are as good as they are. I understand the complaints about the play sometimes and not being a top-tier passer of the football. I don't know why people continue to have those kind of expectations. I guess when you get that kind of contract, all of a sudden they want you to throw the ball like Joe Burrow and Pat Mahomes. It's not going to happen. But the reason that I think the Eagles are who they are, a big reason is who Jalen Hurts is. And so I think the last thing that Philly fans need to worry about is Jalen Hurts costing them this game. When you look at this game, the reality of it is I liked the Rams last week until the fires, you know, pushed them out of their homes, and they're taking dogs and cats on buses and planes to Arizona. They moved the game. I thought that would be a distraction. Clearly it was not. It was a motivation. But when you really look at that Minnesota game, 2 weeks in a row we watched Minnesota allow a defense to pressure Sam Darnold. Whether it's Sam Darnold or it was Kevin O'Connell in the play call, I don't know. I don't cover those teams. But when it's all said and done, the quarterback never switched into, let me protect my O-line, let me protect myself, let me stay ahead of the chains mode. And the play calling never appeared to switch into some quicks, some screens, let's protect our guys and stay ahead of the chains. And they just, I mean, for quarter after quarter after quarter, not four quarters, that's eight straight quarters where Minnesota got embarrassed from a pressure perspective from Denver's defense as well as the Rams defense. And while I think the Rams defense is significantly better than we all probably gave it credit when what's his name retired? What's his name? The D tackle that was there, 99.
That retired from
the Rams. Aaron Donald.
When
Aaron Donald retired, we didn't know exactly what that defense is going to look like.
Before their D-line is something. They brought two boys in from
Florida State, and they've done a really, really good job. So while I like the Rams, I just think the Eagles are on a whole different planet, right? I don't think the Eagles are going to allow the Rams' pressure to overwhelm them. I don't think they're going to allow the Rams' defense to dictate what's going on the way that Minnesota did. And I think Matthew Stafford is going to have to play out of his gourd if they're going to be able to beat the Eagles. And I just – not that that can't happen, because Matthew Stafford's special.
I was going to say, Matthew Stafford can play out of his gourd.
He can. He can, absolutely. But I don't think Philly – I think Philly controls this game start to finish. Yeah. I think it's a boring game. I think it's one of those where the Eagles just slowly creep away and don't give the Rams much hope.
The reason why I think some of this is on Jalen is – or I think it's going to be placed on Jalen. The first time they played, Saquon Barkley rushed for 255 yards and two touchdowns. Two long touchdown runs, but that may have been his best game of the season. I think come hell or high water, the Rams are going to be – they'll put 10 up there. to try to make sure they stop him and try to make, because I mean, that's the one thing. Now, listen, if I'm the Rams, I certainly don't love A.J. Brown and Smith and Goddard going in that secondary.
One-on-one.
But that's to me how, like, you got to kick my ass if I'm the Rams on that before I let the Saquon Barkley thing get loose. And I got to put it on Jalen Hurts the way he's been playing. So I think they are going to put it on Jalen Hurts. And the thing is to me is, is Jalen able to do enough for them to pay, to make them pay on it? Because, listen, we've watched Matthew Stafford go and beat Buffalo, who many people think is the best team in the league, and put up 40-something on Buffalo. Now, I don't think the Eagles' defense is Buffalo, but we know Matt Stafford with Puka and the rest of them crew, they can get hot, and we know their coach can get hot. So I do think it is a bit on Jalen to perform. Who wins to me? I think the Eagles still win. I think he'll do enough, and they'll take advantage of things. Like you said, I think they're going to make things difficult on Stafford in that game. I think it's just closer than people think, but I'll go with the Eagles.
Yeah, I'm riding the Eagles. Look, I think the score, it could be another one-score game. Who knows what happens in the fourth quarter if they just go in to prevent and allow them to know that one score is not going to get it done. I don't know what the final score is going to end up being, but I see it being one of those games where you're pretty convinced throughout that the Eagles are the team that's controlling the game for the most part.
On the other side in the NFC, the Commanders are going to go on the road to Washington. The thought to me in this game is Jaden Daniels, the quarterback for the Commanders, is he good enough to make up the gap between these two teams?
No chance.
I'm with you. I think the Lions are going to beat the brakes off of them.
Yeah, and it's no disrespect to Jaden or what Washington's done. I just think that this is a different animal right now. I got the Lions picked to win it all. I think they're the best team that there is in the league right now, and I think they whooped the Commanders.
I think the Lions are going to score at least 30, and my thing is how many are the Commanders going to be able to put up? And I just think this is a spot where I don't know if the Commanders are ready for this spot and the Lions. Nobody blows out teams like the Lions, like jumps on inferior teams like the Lions. And I think the Commanders, who had a great season, they're inferior. All right, the big one, the last game of the weekend in the AFC, the winner of the Texans-Chiefs game will play the winner of this game, the Ravens and the Bills. The Ravens are a one-point favorite, even with Zay Flowers injured. And potentially, we'll see. They say that there's still a chance, but he hasn't practiced for multiple weeks, so he could be out, if not at least hampered. But they're in Buffalo. Buffalo's been great over the last couple of years at home. They beat the Chiefs at home. This is a team that beat the Chiefs and the Lions this season. Are you surprised the Ravens are favored in Buffalo in this game?
No, I'm not. But I'm super high on the Ravens. I mean, I like Detroit to win it all, but I think if you said, okay, every team's going to play at or above their ceiling, who wins it all? I think Baltimore does it. I think Baltimore's the best team in the league when they play their A game. Now, the question is, are they going to play their A game? The question is, you know, I mean, Lamar Jackson has admittedly pressed in the playoffs in the past. Does that happen again? You know, the play caller last year, I think really hurt him in the AFC Championship. Does that creep up on him and hurt him again? We'll see, but I think the Ravens win this ball game. I'm still riding the Ravens here.
Yep. The Zay Flowers injury, I want to see how much that takes up, but I just don't think cold weather is going to be really cold, going to be windy. Well, I just think the Bills going to have a hard time stopping those two runners, those two backs, and the Ravens defense. That's been the change. The Ravens defense has really picked it up in the last 2 months.